Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and it's a beautiful Thursday, 19th of February. Joined today by Frosty, the producer.
Hello.
They passed the tax, or they passed the budget.
Yeah, they did, and I'm totally stoked about it. Now I can file my taxes.
It doesn't mean you're going to get anything back.
Well, no. Yeah.
Anyway, and of course, Soulmate.
Good morning. It is a beautiful 19th of February. That kind of rings beautifully, does it not?
Absolutely.
Hey, there's a lot of things going on this weekend. But first, before we go into a little bit of calendared events for this weekend, just to let you know and remind you that on the 26th, that's a week from today, Carl and I are going to be at Vintner Cellar. We picked that place because it's a beautiful environment, and we've had wine made there and stuff, and they're great people. So come by from 5 to 8.
It's an open house from us.
And we're just hanging out there. We're going to have Blimpie's little finger sandwiches, so come by after work or whatever, and come by, and we'd like to meet you and say hi. That's what that's about.
That's exactly it. And we just want to have a meet and greet.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So 6 p.m. on this Saturday, Old Shasta Schoolhouse. It's going to be the Old West Variety Show, which is near and dear to our heart because, first of all, it's for the arts. It's the Westside Performing Arts Center, which, is for kids to learn acting, singing, dancing, and all that other stuff. But we met at the Golden Boot Awards. So we're really into Westerns and anything Western, especially Wild West.
Yeah.
So Banjo Bill is probably going to be calling tomorrow and tell you more about that. Also on Saturday, the Fur Ball. Yesterday we took Elk Killer to the vet and Dr. Bond, we love him, and the staff there. And we saw the poster for the Fur Ball. But this is really something wonderful because it's a dinner live and silent auction there at Wind River. Performances by the Brown Shoe Trio and Bruno Grassi. Tickets are $35, and this is another benefit, which is going to be for another Chance Animal Welfare League. So, and we don't have time to go into everything that's going on, but there's also Same Time Next Year is in town, and a benefit concert for the Darfur School Sisters, and we've got lots going on.
Well, the big thing, though, is the Wild West Show and the Fur Ball and all that. But the other big thing, of course, is that the budget passed last night.
That is a big deal.
That is a huge thing, or this morning. And we already had a phone call from Senator Onstead's office and a couple other things. We're going to be discussing that as soon as we get back from this break. We already got people on the lines. We want to talk about the impact of this budget, among other things. Plus, there's something going on also Saturday that I wanted to talk to you about. So this is Carl and the Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in bankruptcies, civil and criminal court cases. Rob is a good man. He'll fight for you. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think about this new budget? Do you think that's going to affect us?
Well, I'm hopeful. That's all we can be in California right now is hopeful. It still doesn't, in my opinion, negate the fact that years ago, the California Veterans Home should have been built. And that is a subject that I wanted to discuss with you this morning.
Sure.
For a few minutes.
Sure.
Historically, this started in about the mid-90s. Maurice Johannesson, Senator Johannesson, and I were testifying in Sacramento regarding the CalVet insurance debacle. And Jay Vargas, who at that time was the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, came up to us and we started talking about the veterans' homes that Southern California was trying to start. And Jay advised Maurice and I to go ahead and try to get some things going up here, which we did. And we really got started about 2000. So that's a long time ago.
But it was passed, though, and the money was appropriated, if I'm getting this right, for this veterans' home right here in Redding, right?
The process was done very painfully, I might add. And then eventually the Assembly passed the bill, Maurice's bill, the Senate passed the bill, the governor signed the bill, and still the home was not built. There was a lot of legislative maneuvering done by the Los Angeles and Glavik, which was their program for building their home. And literally they took the money away from us at least three different times. We had millions of dollars lined up to build the home up here, and it just didn't happen. Then we had other issues. We had Dr. Bob Johnson, who was the CDVA point man. He was a completely incompetent individual. Finally, he was fired. And then we continued to fight, and behind the scenes, especially with Senator Johanneson working on this issue, we've been whittled down. Let me put it that way.
Well, so where are we at right now, John?
Well, right now we're at 150 beds. Hopefully an Alzheimer's component to the building, which we desperately need up here in Northern California. And a lot of people are working to enhance the veterans' home when it's built, to include the Veterans Administration trying to get a clinic down there to be built in conjunction with the home. So I'm hopeful now that the budget has passed that something is going to happen. But yet, we've been waiting for years and
forever.
Now, do
we know for sure that money's back in the budget for this for the clinic?
You know, I think. Well, they have laws in Sacramento, but sometimes they don't necessarily mean anything, and they do what they want to do.
Yeah.
There's so many people watching now, though, that I really think that they're going to move forward because everything is in place. It happens automatically if the money is there.
Yeah.
Understanding, Carl, that Yountville, for example, is the closest veterans home we have. And the last time I checked at Yountville, there was a 2-year wait. And the people trying to get into these facilities are the most deserving. Not only are they veteran heroes, but they are the elderly and the disabled.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, I know how hard you've worked on this, and Senator Johanneson, plus many other people. So please do us a favor here in the North State and keep us informed about what's going on this.
I certainly will, and thank you very much for giving the veterans the opportunity to discuss this, and hopefully there's a lot of people listening, and they'll be staying on top of it.
Well, we have a lot of people listening to the show, but the thing is a lot of times there's so much going on that we need to have our people that have our special interest for our veterans so they can call in and tweet people. So then we can go down to our elected representatives and remind them what they're there for.
Well, I do want to mention in passing that Senator Anastad has just done a marvelous job.
Sam's done a good job for us.
He's really fighting for the veterans. He's got a son-in-law who's a Green Beret, and he's got many deployments. So he understands about veterans.
I believe you've got a son that's got like 40 deployments under his belt too, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a son right now in Afghanistan. He's fought in 4 wars, so
wow.
He's a hell of a guy.
Well, okay, so if he gets one more, he's got me then. So, all right. Hey, John, thank you so much for your service to your community and to our veterans, and please keep us informed in all this.
I will, Carl.
Thank you
for taking my call.
You bet. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We're here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and we're going to have to take a quick break here. We're going to come back to you, Norm. We're going to be talking taxes and among other things, plus something that's happening Saturday that I want to talk about. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, 2655 Park Marina Circle. By the way, this weekend they're going to be at the Wedding Extravaganza. If you sign up for them to be your wedding photographer, they're going to throw in an engagement session with 10 pictures and a guest book. That is a $250 value. Plus, if you're thinking about senior portraits, now's the time. They're making their deals, and they are our photographers of choice. Let's go to the phone and talk with Norm. Norm, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to share the outrage on the tax increase from this morning.
Oh, did you hear the screaming from our house?
I called in yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, and we were talking about what the average hit to the family was going to be. Well, I've done more research since then, and I hate to report that it's actually worse than we think.
Worse than $1,100 per year?
Oh, yeah. And the reason it's $1,100 is those people that don't normally, people that don't have jobs or don't normally pay taxes,
right,
are figured into those averages. So if you just wanted to say, what's the hit to a person that actually has a job, a producer, because they take away the child tax credit. So if you have a family, you're going to get hit. And also, they want to make sure that you don't put too many dependents, because now there'll be a penalty if you owe taxes. There'll be a charge on that.
Oh, yeah.
What they want you to do is to put less dependents than you're actually entitled to, so that you get a surplus or a refund. And as we just discovered, they can decide not to send that out, so they can hold you hostage as well.
Yeah, that quarter percent surtax on personal income taxes.
Right. The Sacramento Bee. yeah, and that just basically means that even though the federal government, you know, allows you within a certain amount of a range to pay tax in, if you have to pay tax, you know, actually have to write a check, then you'll get dinged for it. So that means you'll have to underrepresent your dependents for fear that you might actually owe taxes. And again, you'll be held hostage because they can simply decide not to send out your refund like they did this year.
Well, you know, Norm, it's so interesting because a couple things have happened to us recently, and we were thinking on the way to work today, you know, how many people are feeling hostage right now? They're feeling held hostage because you can't, you know, you buy high, your property's underdeveloped, so are under, you know what I'm talking
undervalued
about. Undervalued. So if you wanted to even leave California, you really can't. And of course, it's our beloved state. We want to stay here. But anywhere you look at it, you're feeling like, I want to use a word, but I can't really use it on the air, if you know what I mean.
So it feels like we've been bent over. Anyway, but what we're saying is what you're saying is even worse, because we're looking at $13 billion in new taxes. Now, we haven't had a chance because they just passed it. We've already been in contact with Senator Onstead's office this morning. They called us this morning. Besides the 1% increase in the state sales tax and then the 0.25% we talked about personal income taxes and a near doubling of the car tax, it's going to cost the state like 58,000 jobs too. That's what they figure. Now, what you've said, it's going to be even worse. Now, what they haven't said is that when you raise taxes like this, people spend less. When they spend less, there's less income coming into the state. So what's going to happen in 4 months when they realize that they're not making the income that they thought they would with the new taxes?
Right. Well, you know, there's some bunch of morons on the Internet talking about how the government spending money is a higher multiplier to the economy than if an individual is doing it. And the reason they even bring that up is that in addition to the tax increase, they're also talking about spending cuts. The veterans, you had a gentleman on earlier talking
right.
about the veterans thing. Yeah, that was taken out of the, it is one of the cuts. However, they expect to put it right back in when they get the stimulus money that's going out to the states from the federal government.
Wait a minute, they took the veterans home out?
Yep, but with a wink wink, knowing that it'll go right back in. See, remember, the money that we get from the federal government
yeah.
is going to go to patching up all the spending cuts that they made in this
budget. Oh, yeah,
budget,
that's right, yeah.
But no, none for tax relief. And their thinking is, well, because we're not cutting spending in the government, and the government somehow has a better multiplier for the economy than the individual does, this is actually going to be good for our state.
Yeah, it's going to be good for our state, all right. Yeah, it's going to be good for our state.
Well, I think the world as we have known it, as Californians and as Americans, really is changing, and you just, we got to hold on. The only thing that we really have as a saving grace is faith, because other than that, it feels, really feels like the ground is crumbling beneath us, and we got to hold on.
Well, I want to point out one thing, because I hope they don't get away with it, is the Republicans that crossed over, people like Cogdill, Valines, Ashburn, and Abel Maldonado, think that by voting for a open primary, putting that as part of the budget, that they're going to escape the wrath of the Republicans, because if it's an open primary, you know, all those Democrats that are happy that we raised these taxes, I guess they're thinking, are going to vote for me. So I don't even have to worry about a payback. That's why the open primary thing, you know, gets thrown in there, and these Republicans think that somehow they've inoculated themselves against being kicked out of office.
Let's talk about these guys that passed. I mean, just exactly, you know, they said there's these quid pro quo. We've got to take a break here real quick, but you know what quid pro quo it means? It means bribes. That's exactly what it means. What can you give me to have me change my vote?
And you know what? That's what Abel Maldonado got, and that's why actually there's a recall effort on for him right now.
Yeah, there should be. Hey, I tell you what, Norm, thank you so much for your phone call and your comments.
All right, take care.
You bet. This is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have people on the lines. We'll get to you right after we sell this stuff. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl Lindabad. Yeah, sometimes I forget where I'm at. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the North State. You know what? When you go there, you just got to like the atmosphere. You got to like the people, and you got to love Joe and Shelley. True Americans. They've got Espresso Joe's there, any type of coffee you want, teas, coffees, anything to make the coffee with. These are great people.
Hey, we already talked about this morning. It's a fundraiser this Saturday night for the Performing Arts Company. It is a Wild West fundraiser, but we got Wild Bill on the phone. What's up, Wild Bill?
Well, I'm sitting out here in the parking lot getting ready for the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, the show's Saturday, February 21st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's at the old Shasta Schoolhouse up in Shasta, 299 West.
Okay.
And it's a fundraiser for our Summer Academy for the Westside Performing Arts Company Summer Kids Program. It's a $25 dinner, show, auction. You come out there and have a good time. You can even, if you get dressed up in your Western gear and you got someone you want to throw in our jail, they have to bail themselves out. It'd be a little fundraiser bail for that. It's a lot of fun. We're doing songs from Broadway shows like Oklahoma, Wells Fargo Wagon from The Music Man. I got about a dozen cast members going to be singing and dancing all night. And yours truly, Banjo Bill. And I will take money for the auction to make me stop playing the banjo.
Well, great. Carl and I will be there probably the early part of the evening. And tell us where tickets will be sold.
Well, you can get the tickets at the Emporium, the Graphic Emporium, or at the Backyard Destinations on Vicelli near Hartnell. Or you can call our office. I'll give you the phone number, 515-7151. I'll repeat that, 515-7151.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you Saturday.
Take care.
Keep partying. Don't forget to wear your Western gear.
All right. See you there.
Hey, you know, I want to talk about something here before we go too much further than this. There's going to be a movie on Saturday. I've been talking about it. I don't usually push movies too much, but it's going to be on HBO. It's called Taking Chance. Man, I had some really good friends, Diane Giroux and Gary Schenkel, who really close friends of mine for years and years and years, Marines, both of them. And also Jeff Nelson, who heads up the Patriot Guard Riders, both sent me emails about this. And this is a story of the escort of a fallen Marine. It's based on a true story written by a Marine Lieutenant Colonel who escorted this Marine to his final resting place. I've seen the trailers, and I tell you what, if the rest of it's like that, there's not going to be a dry eye in the house. It's going to be on HBO Saturday night. You need to check the listings. But what it shows is how our fallen are taken care of, how they are met, how they are escorted home. And this is a true story. The screenplay was based on a book written by this lieutenant colonel who escorted Chance home. It looks like a beautiful story. Kevin Bacon stars in it. Of course, you don't hear anything from Hollywood about it. It wasn't, the big, they didn't put a lot of effort in publicizing it. But I tell you what, if the rest of the movie is like that trailer, you need to see it. You know, it addresses our fallen warriors. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I just got to bring this up.
That's okay.
With city council and stuff on this electric bill, on our electric utilities and stuff.
Yeah.
In December, they ran it up and basically, did this big presentation. They told us all to get involved and what they're going to do and why they're raising the rates and the whole bit, even down to wearing the tires down, that they're going to save this money and basically put it up. I went in myself and fought a thing about solar and, of course, was shut down right there in front of everybody and, felt like a fool. Then I noticed in our bill that basically those meter reading rates went up 50 cents, and they didn't have to run that past city council. Apparently, they can just raise that anytime at whim that they want. So that's another $250,000 a year that they'll get.
They can raise those rates anytime they want?
Apparently, I didn't hear anything out of all those lectures or anything else that they were going to raise that as well as the utility rate itself.
Well, now, when I was there, what I heard was that somebody had made the point of is it's one thing to raise utility rates, but how come you're raising 7.6% the reading of the meters?
Somebody brought that up?
Somebody, I believe, brought that up, Greg.
Okay.
Because that's the only reason I would know about it. And what they said was, that just is an automatic. That goes along with the rates, the rate increase. And then the question was then is, why is it 7.6% for electricity and water since the same guy reads it? And then they went into infrastructure and all these other things.
Yeah, right. So they can just bury it. So it seems like they just have this.
Right.
Now I know why those guys get paid all that big bucks. It's because they can just bury everything the way they want. And it's very irritating that wasn't addressed. But once again, that's $250,000 a year that they get, but then yet they laid off two firemen.
Yep.
And then when I went before mine with the solar bit, they said, well, that's to guarantee you standby time, standby power. Now, I don't know if they've hired new people or what, but it seems like they've been laying off people, but then yet they get this increase.
Well, they've got, they came up with the whole thing about why they had to increase the rates, and I can understand part of it, okay? The price of the natural gas has gone up.
But that has nothing to do about reading your meter.
That's true. But
right, they separated those two right off the bat, because even down to the general fund on that big giant piece of pie, they wanted to know, if money's going to go in the general fund, no, it stays within them, and da-da-da. And they had all these details, even down to that part there, like I said, all the way down to wearing their tires down a little bit longer so things will last longer. Well, standby power was a part of that issue, I thought. But then yet, that's how they shut me down about the solar part, that it's to guarantee me, standby time or standby power.
Right. Well, now you've got a house, I believe, that you've completely solared, right?
Right. And I get billed, my bill came in for this year. I spent $150 for the whole year for electricity. So, but they read my meter, every month, and there's no fee or they charge me the fee to read it, but it's not being used for anything.
Yeah, just in case you need it, huh?
Right. That's what they justified it for. So it's like, okay, now they come, now they rate, and then I got my bill and they raised it another 50 cents to read the meter, which comes up to $250,000 at the end of the year for everybody for this, whole thing.
Well, this whole thing with this committee, hopefully this committee is looking at a number of different things, but, I've got, and you've been following this about the abatements and the committee that's going on, I'm sure.
Right.
Here's my problem with this is that, first of all, the committee should have never been appointed because the committee works for the city council. The city council, after this committee busts their butt for 6 weeks, they come out with six ideas, six things they think should be done. They give it to the city council. City council votes 3-2 against it. It's the city council. It's on the city council's plate. It's not the committee's plate.
Right.
The city council, what they did was they gave themselves 6 weeks, and not every one of them, but they gave themselves 6 weeks to let this thing simmer down and to try to find, let people kind of forget about it. And not, they didn't even do anything symbolic like, hey, let's just cut back on the abatements. Let's just end the abatements till we hear from this committee.
Well, who's working for who here? Yeah. I mean, is the city representing us? Our city council representing us?
Well, I said
they're representing the city.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing I said when I'm trying to get something from the Department of Fish and Game about trying to ban all lead ammo. So I sent them a nice email. They came back with a terse reply. I went back to them and said, hey, we'd like to have you on the show. No response. So you know what I did? Went straight to Honestead's office, and now these people are kind of moving around because they're going to talk to us. But you're right. And the thing I said was, these people work for us. We don't work for them.
Now I see why they get $180,000, you know, for all these directors to run this stuff. It's just to get it through.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They want us to get involved. You know, I want my kids to get involved. It's like, yeah, forget it.
It's more important. No, you've got to get involved. That, you know what the candlelight ceremony did? It brought people out and it focused attention. You can't give up. You got to keep fighting. You can't just give up and let these people roll on us.
Well, even when I went before the board, I was shot down even in the middle of one of my my sentences. It's like, this isn't for argument. It was already been decided. And it's like, give me a break. I thought this would be something new for the city of Reading to be on the cutting edge for, you know, solar to help save a little bit of money, help them pay for them. But it's like, no. I was irritated on that. Thinking, I didn't even have my chance. After all that paperwork to do all those formalities to get up there to do that, I was shot down before I even finished my sentence.
Well,
okay.
Hey, Greg, thanks for calling. Got to take a break here.
I'm glad we were able to let Greg speak his mind, and that's what we can do here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carla Linda Bott. You are listening to Free Fire Radio. Always go to our website, freefireradio.com. If you have comments or a guest that you'd like to hear, we're also always streaming live on kqms.com. 42 degrees right now, 841. Again, this is Carla Linda Bott, and we'll see you on the other side of this break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The experts in jewelry get you stones anywhere in the world, anything you want or need in the world of jewelry. Check it out. Go in there and see our friend Leonard.
You know, something we've talked about the other day was the Border Patrol agents being released. Everybody was real happy. You know, we got a really good email from, and I'll just say Jeff. And Jeff, what Jeff wrote was, he says, you know, I listened this morning to the show and found myself getting irritated again. I seem to be the only person I know who thinks Ramos and Campion should have gone to jail. It really bothers me when people intimate that they were convicted of shooting a bad guy, and that's not the case. They were convicted because they lied about it. They filed a false report. That's illegal. They tried to cover it up. Was the guy a bad guy? Absolutely. Was he armed? No. But that happens. Sometimes the unarmed people are bad guys. It's a hazard of the job. But they are not allowed to lie about it. We can't have rogue cops filing false reports. You know, it was really a good email because, you know, Jeff is right in that sense. But what I believe is that when this happened, when they shot at the at this illegal, they didn't know they had shot him. And there was a senior officer there on the scene. And what I think in my heart is that we shot him, we shot this guy, we missed. Do we want to spend 3 hours filling out paperwork on a shot? Nah, you know, okay, you know, I know about it, no big thing. That was it. And then later when it was found out that they did shoot the guy, and then it unraveled. Well,
let's not forget he was illegal. And he was a drug dealer.
Well, he was a drug dealer, and the fact is that he was bringing over 700 pounds of drugs, that he was given immunity later on for that crime. He was caught again for bringing drugs over, and from what I understand, also got a hefty little payday from the government because he got shot. Now, the idea was that, yes, they did lie about it. They got a year. Now, what happened was because of the commission of that crime, there was a weapon used. That's when the 10 years was added on to it. Now, you know, I think it should have been commuted then. Now, was Jeff wrong? No, Jeff's right. You can't. He's right in the sense that they were convicted and they had a trial, and this was brought up again on the a couple of times. So it was appealed, and they were found each time. They were all resentenced. So the bottom line, though, is that when people make split second decisions right then, sometimes there are mistakes made. And then it goes back to doing the right thing about standing tall, you know, and shooting straight. You know, I don't mean shooting straight by hitting the guy, but just by, hey, look, I did this. Yeah, okay, I shot him. I thought he had a gun, the whole thing. And it probably would have just blown over that way. Because God knows, and anybody that reads or watches the news knows that right now on the border is a war. Now, war's going on there. They shut the border down from between the United States and Mexico along the Texas border. Three different places because of the war that's going on down there. 6,000 Mexicans killed last year in drug wars.
And the governor came on the air today.
No, it was a state senator from Texas.
I thought it was the governor.
Well, we could be watching different things.
I thought the governor came on and said if Obama and other people or you know that are in positions to stop this aren't, the state of Texas is.
Well, they're moving their people down to the border. They're working with the Border Patrol. They've got the National Guard. But they're afraid what's going to happen is that the Mexico is on the verge of maybe a civil war because the president of Mexico is going after the drug dealers. And now there's just, you know, thousands of people being killed. And they're afraid of hundreds of thousands of illegals pouring across the border to get out of this. And you can't, you know, and if the major gunfight, you know, major shooting starts, you're going to see that. And then you think we're flooded now.
Well, didn't we see some images of people just, I think, this morning that were holding signs up that were Hispanics?
Well, they were protesting across the border.
On
and they
our
were trying
side.
To, no, on the other side. And they were protesting about what was going on. And so that's when they started moving people down along the border. That's why they shut down the borders, is because of the protests that are going on there. But I tell you what, it is nasty down there. There has been, Stratfor has done a couple of analytical pieces about the danger of Mexico's government coming apart over this. Anyway, this is Carl Lindebod here on News Talk 1400 KQMS for Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side. KQMS. Hey, this is Carl Lindebod. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. We've got like 4 minutes here to wrap up. This budget, people are going to still try and figure this out. We're trying to get Assemblyman Nielsen or Senator Anastad on tomorrow. Give us a few thoughts on what's going on. Next week on Monday, and we'll talk a bit about it tomorrow. But on Monday, we have as a guest somebody from, it's called the Christian Action Network. And they did an undercover story documentary on Islamic Jihad training camps within the borders of the United States, over 35 of these. Including one in Oregon. Worked on this for 2 years. It's been on, you're going to see a lot of this in the next few days in reports. It was on, it's been on TV on Fox. And their number two man is going to be our guest Monday to talk about this, among other things. We're going to be talking about a number of guests coming in next week that are going to be talking about how, on subjects that are impacting us right here in the North State. But tomorrow, I think that, you know, of course, it's open line tomorrow, complete open line, so anything goes for anybody. Probably be some questions about the budget, what's going on with the city, and because it looks like another $3 million deficit there.
And, you know, we always want to say that if you've got some kind of fundraiser or you're doing something special in town, art showing or whatever, we're here for the community. We're a conduit to you. Sometimes it gets really heavy because we are going through times that are just really... it's been very tumultuous with what's going on with our budget. And so on the lighter side of things, I mean, you know, we got to be happy that we're all breathing and we're part of the community and we're in this beautiful North State of ours. Let's go to the phones.
Pauline, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're wonderful, Pauline. It's always great to hear your voice. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling because you know something, I'm out of names that I need to put on the monument for the military there in front of the library for those that have served during this Gulf War time.
And that's anybody from the North State in our
Correct.
Area here that has served in the military since August of 1990.
That is correct. This is the Gulf War era. It has not been officially, as you know, ended yet. We are looking for names to be placed on there. Whether you went over and served in conflict or not, while you served in this military, we would like to have your name on the monument.
And that goes under, what's your website?
It is Families Honoring Our Troops, yahoo.com.
And if you haven't seen the monument, it's in front of the new library. They're monolithic type of, are there four or three?
There are three.
And they're beautifully done. It's a beautiful piece of art.
Yes, there are three pillars there. We're still looking for those names. Like I said, I need 15 names per tile. So people have to understand if your name doesn't go on immediately, it's because I need 15 names. And I think I have four names right now, so I'm waiting for a few more names to have it engraved.
And then, you know, this is just anybody that served, if it's your son, daughter, father, mother.
Correct.
And so it could be anybody that served, and you'll get their name on there.
Yes.
I believe we also have your link on our website.
I believe you do.
If you're cruising around on freefireradio.com, click on that. It'll go to Pauline and her people, and don't put it off. Let's get it going.
Yeah,
at least there'll be movement there.
Yeah, I'd like to see those names on there for those that have served here in this county. I appreciate it.
You know, this was done by families honoring our troops. You know, no cost.
No cost
to the government, no cost to the taxpayers. Yeah. This is just something that was done out of the goodness of your heart and the many others that have worked with this.
I do have three tiles that are ready to go up there with names. So if your name isn't up there yet, they need to be placed on the monument. But I still need more names.
Let us know when the tiles go up.
I will do that.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye. See, now this is how I like to close the show off. I mean, this is a positive action of something, actually somebody making something happen where it's honor.
There's many positive things about our up here in the North State. I mean, people do so much for people. They do things for the, you know, like Haven Humane. They do things for the animal shelter. They do things for people around here. And sometimes we forget that. You know, like when Harry called in that day and talked about the Eagles. You're able to see the eagles and you see the eggs. And you know what? That is so great because sometimes we get so wrapped around the stuff that's happening, budgets, taxes, politicians, everything, and we forget just how great it is up here. You know, we love it here.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Hey, this is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us tomorrow. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?